not recording, though.
Oh,
here we go. Okay. All right, let's go over. First of all, welcome to the show, everybody. It's been a long time.
It's been a while.
We have a new co-host, Austin, the microphone eater.
Yes, he loves to eat the microphone.
So we're going to quickly talk about microphone etiquette. Other people are going to use these microphones, so let's keep them actually out of our mouths.
I do it as a joke once.
And it was funny.
But you got to take into accountability.
And then I get scolded.
Well, not scolded. Gently ribbed. Welcome to Old School, New School, a video game podcast with me, Ryan.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm here, too.
All right, you're going to have to move that mic closer to your mouth.
And I'm here, too.
Oh,
again, not in your mouth, but just right outside.
And I'm here, too.
That is the voice, the dulcet tones of Austin.
Yes.
So this first episode, guys, we're just catching up. For the listeners, I've barely seen these two in a year and a half.
It's been a while. It's been a huge while.
Other than just to say, hey, guys, good to see ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. And then I take off.
Leaving again.
Anyway, oh, today is my last day as a teacher. This week did not work out for me.
I'm just having too much fun already.
Oh, boy, I sure can't wait to see Ryan, and he's leaving again.
Oh, God.
But I came back today just so we could have this one class. I'm just kidding. I'm super psyched to be back, and I'm not leaving anytime soon.
Perfect.
I mean,
one week later.
In about 45 minutes, I'll be leaving to go home for the day, but I'll be back tomorrow.
I mean, yeah.
You know. So what's been going on, guys? Let's catch up. What's happening?
So we got a couple of new video games that came out recently for New School.
All right, let's hear about them.
So we have this one called RoboCop.
Okay.
And it's based off the film of RoboCop.
I remember it came out when I was a kid.
Yeah, it was based off the two films. There was the first one, and then there was the second one. They're mainly going off of those two.
Okay.
Not the cartoon version. There was a cartoon of RoboCop.
Well, you know how we like watching cartoons that have something to do with video games.
Oh, God.
So we may have to check that out at some point.
Oh, no.
You gave me flashbacks to Zelda.
Oh, I thought about it not.
Well, excuse me, princess.
Stop being sexist.
So Austin, you watched the Zelda cartoon as well?
I've seen bits and pieces.
Use your microphone voice.
Don't stick it in your mouth.
Not in your mouth.
I have seen bits and pieces.
And did you find it amusing, offensive? What was your feeling about it?
All of the above.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
And
amusing
then more.
Amusing and offensive.
There was something about that show I did kind of like. Not the sexism. Not the rampant sexism. But there was something about it I did enjoy. Okay, so sorry, I got us off track.
No worries.
Back to RoboCop. What else is on the brand new that we should know about?
So there's been a couple other games. I gotta take a look at my list again because over time I've been making a list of new games.
Really?
Yes. And I've been keeping track of some of these games, but mainly there's not been many updates to these games.
Okay.
So we got that. Hopefully, Ryan, you can figure out some old school game. There it is.
Ah, yes, old school.
Old school games that are way of we don't know. Thank God we got to play Seaman before
we
left.
Honestly, I'm gonna say 30 seconds ago, I thought about Seaman for the first time since we did that. And was going to bring it up, so glad you did. Seaman was the weirdest thing that we did on our podcast.
Apparently, sexist link wasn't enough for you. please continue.
Seaman, we sort of, I feel like we gave up on Seaman as a game.
Yeah.
And to be totally honest with you, I'm betting about everyone that ever played Seaman gave up on Seaman.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. It's a fish with a face that you gotta race.
So strange, man.
It's completely strange. Weird.
So strange.
It was so strange when we first played it on a laptop too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that season we were trying to find weird video games, and we found the
weirdest.
King of them all, Seaman.
Seaman.
For the Sega Dreamcast, correct?
I want to say it's for the... Yeah, it was.
Yeah, because it was a CD-ROM.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
There was that. Then there was... then there was the interviews.
Right, where we interviewed a lot of... And we could do more of that this year.
Yeah, I
would assume.
I was supposed to be the interview before he left.
Yeah.
Oh, well then, next episode...
Thanks for that.
We're going to interview you.
Look at
You're going to be the first one of our return. How does that sound? That's an even bigger honor.
Yeah.
I say to cover myself.
All a part of the plan.
I'm glad you're back, Ryan.
Me too. I'm so delighted to be sitting here with you, Jordan, and now adding Austin to the mix. It reminds me of. All right, we got to catch up. We're gonna talk about video games, but we got other stuff to talk about. Here's my question: I've been dying to know.
Yeah.
Is the red couch still there?
No.
Okay. For listeners, I used to drive Austin and Jordan home from school, and for, I don't know, 6 months we drove by and there was a red couch for free at the end of someone's driveway. Through rain and snow, there was a red couch. It's gone?
Yeah, it's gone now.
Okay, cool.
Someone took it and... I guess they brought it to the junk and got some money for it.
I'm hoping so. I'm hoping no one's using that. I mean, I've owned some pretty ratty couches in my life, so I'm not judging by any means. I had a couch once that was so old and gross that the fabric was just falling off of it.
Oh,
it was
God.
A couch bed, and it weighed... I don't know, 10 billion pounds. So
God.
It didn't get moved out of the house because I wasn't going to move it. I don't know what happened. Oh, I do know what happened to it.
you moved out the house and you left it there.
No, I gave it to another former teacher.
Oh, no.
Would any of you like to guess who that was?
Ashley.
No.
Patrick.
No.
Cedric.
Nope.
Ah.
But you're in the right, Ashley, letter-wise, you're in the right zone.
Oh.
His name begins with an A. He no longer works here.
I don't think this was when I was here.
Oh, it was. You both knew this person. I don't know. I was about to say very well. Maybe you didn't, but I don't know if you had classes with him. But.
Begins with an A.
Begins with an A. Last name begins with a P, if that helps.
Andrew
Poirier, or Brandrew, as I call him.
Oh.
He took my gross old couch bed.
He was the one?
Yep.
Oh.
I was like, hey, you want a couch? He's like, I do kind of want a couch. I was like, well, here you go. Now, maybe I'm making all this up, but I don't think so. I think that's the case. I talked to him recently, told him I was coming back. He said to say hi to everyone that he knew, so hello from Andrew.
Nice.
Also saw Logan the other day.
Oh,
said
log
the same
dog?
Thing. Saw the log dog.
Yeah.
He said to say hi to you both. So
perfect.
Hello. It was wonderful to see him. I don't know if he's a big video game guy, but
I would guess actually. Yeah, I've had some moments in the kitchen where I was talking with him about Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
2.
Okay. Oh, you know what? Now that you say that, I do know that about him. I would love for him to be a guest.
Oh yes. That is
Someone say Red Dead Redemption 2, partner.
So Austin is a great imitator of anyone from Red Dead Redemption 2.
Well, that's a lie, but okay.
Well, you imitate them well. You're imitating them well.
Arthur is fine. Everyone else, no.
Arthur is a character from Red Dead Redemption?
Yes.
The second one. He's the main protagonist.
Yes.
Have you guys played, I don't know if you've heard of this game. It's called Red Dead Redemption Center, and you get a lot of, you have to go around collecting returnables. Have you guys played that game yet?
No.
Ferb, I know what we're going to do next episode.
Oh, my God. No. Next episode is you getting
interviewed.
Yeah,
we're interviewing you. Also, Red Dead Redemption Center is not real.
Oh.
That's probably why I haven't heard of it.
Oh. I'm disappointed.
All right, so.
If any of you out there make games, make it happen.
That, I mean, I don't know a lot about Red. Boy, it's tough for me to say.
Red Dead Redemption.
Red Dead Redemption?
Yes.
It's a lot of EDs.
I know.
Okay.
I mean, there's a DE, but.
Yeah, but there's Red Dead. I mean, there's an A in there, I realize.
Yeah.
But sound phonetically.
Yeah, it sounds like.
And then you had Redemption. There's another ED in there.
Yeah.
So. I win, is what I'm saying. That would be an interesting game.
You've won, but at what cost?
There's. I also looked at a couple of strange video games, too.
Let's hear about
it. Oh, boy, here we go.
There's one called Towel Required.
Okay.
So.
Sounds inappropriate, but okay.
I don't like where this
well,
is going.
Okay, so it's in a. You are a butler of some sort, and you're just trying to give people their towels. As they're, like, they're taking a shower, and then they'll chase after you for a towel. If you don't give them a towel, they'll start attacking you.
Really?
Yes. However, all of it is censored.
Okay, well, that makes me feel
I better. Would hope.
As a father, that makes me feel
yes,
better.
every single part of it is censored. But they'll chase after you. They'll put you in corners. They'll chase after you. You have all these different power-ups, like getting a stack of 50 towels, a stack of 25.
One of the power-ups is just a wet towel.
You explaining this to me makes me think that Red Dead Redemption Center actually could be.
Yeah, it could be. That's sort of what reminded me of it.
Sure, that makes sense. See, great minds, right, guys?
Yeah.
I got a couple questions for you guys on video game related. This is our chance to catch up because we don't, you know, we have classes.
Yeah.
Do not involve each other. Do either of you miss Travis?
Oh, yes. We miss Travis
Brian.
Dearly.
Yeah.
About a few months ago, I was going through all my Google Docs, I saw the story you wrote for Travis.
Really?
And I thought to myself, if I ever see Ryan again, I'm going to yell and swear at him to make a part two.
Okay. Can you send
You left
me,
off on a cliffhanger.
Can you send me part one, please?
Okay.
Because I don't. My email got shut down when I left, so I don't have any of that stuff, I don't think. Maybe, I don't
You
maybe.
Got, yeah, you gotta share that
I
with
will
Ryan.
Make a part two. No problem.
So.
For the beloved character, Travis.
So, for advance for our viewers, Travis is a D&D character. And D&D is a tabletop game. I'm assuming you guys are listening to this on a Macintosh, hopefully something good.
Macintosh.
not the old school like Macintosh where you need to dial up internet and everything. No, I was talking about like maybe an iMac or something like that.
Okay.
And hopefully you have the internet. Look up D&D and you'll figure out what it is. It's like a creative style based game. It's pretty fun.
It is.
You're
fun.
Saying this as
I
if D&D
it.
Isn't big.
Well, yeah.
Some people might. I get it. Did I ever tell you guys that when I was in high school, I had a D&D class that I was part of?
No.
Oh, no.
I never brought that up?
No.
That seems weird, the amount of D&D we played
the
together.
The lore expands.
Oh.
The lore expands. Should I pretend it was Travis's?
Travis part one.
So I'm disappointed it was not Travis.
When I was down in Chattanooga, Tennessee, and I was going to school and stuff, what happened
Here
is.
Here we go.
One of the. The school I went to, when you got done with the school day, you had to be part of extracurricular activities.
Yeah.
You had to play a sport or something. And I chose cross country running for my fall sport because the soccer team ran more in practice than the cross country running team. So I wasn't going to join soccer.
Oh no.
I remember this one meet we went to, like a race we went to.
Yeah.
I started running. And about after 10 minutes, I said, I'm not doing this. I just turned around and walked back. And the coach said, Ryan, what happened? I said, I'm not doing that today, coach. But then I got an award for most improved runner at the end of it.
Wow.
Because I was horrible to begin with, and I was marginally better at the end.
I've won, wow. But at what cost?
Yeah. And I think he just liked me. He thought I was funny, so he probably gave me the award anyway. But anyway, so where was I going with this? Cross country. Oh, D&D. Right. So there were times between sports where there'd be a few weeks between soccer and skiing or what have you.
Yeah.
And so they came up with other things for us kids to do. And one of them was you could join the D&D club or whatever they call it. So I was like, well, that sounds kind of like fun. And I don't really remember if we ever played D&D, but I do remember a lot of people jumping around with swords, whacking each other with them, and I wanted zero part of that because it looked like it was going to hurt. They were had like foam. They weren't metal, real swords. They had like foam or padding on them, but still.
They were what?
Yeah. They were super sharp, deadly swords they gave us kids to play with.
Oh, no.
So, but in that thing, other than jumping around playing, we did play some D&D. So that was my first experience.
Perfect.
And then years and years later, I played it with you guys and all those other people. And it was fun.
So
I missed D&D with you guys, too.
So
I remember my first D&D campaign ever.
Oh, God.
At the end, they murdered a pair of children.
Yeah, I gotta love that. So,
anyway,
so his first D&D campaign, I think you played, and this is to my testimony, is it was at Lehigh, and it was me, AJ, and Kyle.
No, it was Dominic, Devin, Ashley, Kyle, you. And there was probably like one more person, but I'm forgetting.
Was that was before I joined the group, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you, Austin, you were already way into it at that point, I think.
But the main one that I know of, and that I will still hold you to this day, is the character that he made from Zelda.
Oh, God.
Oh, I don't remember.
He was Link. He was Link. He was.
This was during the summer program, and I was very panicked into making a character, so I thought, you know what's something funny? Let's just become Link. And the only thing I would say is, yeah!
So you were like, what character can I come up with? How about that sexist Link from the cartoon? That real chauvinist jerk Link.
At the
only other words he spoke, other than "yeah," were
"well, excuse me, princess."
You know my favorite memory from D&D? I mean, there are a bunch, but I love the campaign that Devin did, where there was like this giant armadillo creature, and everyone like had superpowers at the end, and we're just messing with each other. That was fun.
Oh,
how did that happen again?
I don't know, but
wasn't that the Western one?
Yeah.
It started out as a Western one, and then somehow the next campaign we went to hell.
Yep, I remember. Oh, right. We were like,
yeah.
Oh, Travis again. Look at that. It just kind of happened.
I was Jack Tooth Jr. And you're Big W himself. The Big Kahuna.
I don't remember who.
The Big WA.
Are we talking about the Hell one?
Yes.
Yeah. When we worked for Hell or something?
Yeah. We worked for Satan.
Yeah, right.
I will still not forget Little Satan.
Oh, God.
Oh, right. Little Satan. That's true, too. And, that was fun. My other favorite memory from D&D was I was Travis, obviously. And yeah.
When have you not been Travis?
I think there were some campaigns where I was maybe, what? Wait a second here. This thing stopped recording?
Oh,
no.
No.
We're good. I think some
entire
campaigns,
like 30 minutes gone.
Gone.
I think maybe I was asked to not be Travis once or twice.
What?
Maybe not. I could just be making that up. But
who would not
but I,
want Travis?
I remember one where we like had to go. It was like in outer space or something. Was
this
one of,
was also the Hell campaign.
Yeah, that was the.
No, this was different.
We ended up going to hell. I mean,
we ended up
we went to space to, because of one of all right, so basically I decided, hey, you know what's funny and topical? The coronavirus. So our right. task in hell was to find out how to make people's lives horrible.
Yes.
So I decided, huh, let's just make them all sick. Everyone agreed to the idea, so we ended up going to Mars. Maybe it was Mercury. I don't know. We went to a different planet to find one of the other playable characters, whatever you want to call them.
NPCs.
No, they weren't. No, it was Eugene's character.
Oh. Oh, yeah, yeah.
We went to hell, and we started a revolution on his home planet. Just to find, like, some magic object to start the COVID-19 pandemic.
I don't remember that at all. But
this was the one where I became a giant purple Hulk.
I don't think I was here for that one.
You were.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was...
My memory's not great, I'm not gonna lie.
I think you went with... I think it was me, you, Travis, Kyle...
And Jimmy.
Jimmy, yes, Jimmy. Can't forget about Jimmy.
Of course, Jimmy. Of course I can. Jimmy's unforgettable. You know what else I remember? The one I really remember, maybe it was the same one, where I just played smooth jazz all the time.
Yeah, it was the same one.
That was the same one.
Wait. Okay, so this was probably the first or second campaign. Not campaign session we did of that campaign. And Travis's main way of attack was to play smooth jazz. So we were on, like, the 666th floor of a building in hell. So people broke in, and they started fighting with us. So Travis decided to go hide in a corner and start playing smooth jazz. Little known to anyone... apparently, that one person hated jazz enough, so they jump out of the window.
Right. Oh, that was great, man.
Another great moment in that battle was
Jimmy roast.
Yes, the greatest roast of all time.
He went up. So there were four guys.
The enemies were labeled 1, 2, 3, and 4, and coincidentally, number four's name was actually four.
Four.
So, Jimmy, played by my dear old friend AJ, walked up to him and asked him, four? Is that...
Four is how long your mom lasted in bed last night.
Whoa.
He immediately fell over and died.
He died of a stroke.
Wait, no, he exploded.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. It was, the information was so, like, it was so mind-boggling to the point his head exploded.
I think you mean mind-blowing.
Well, okay.
Sometimes you gotta boggle before you blow.
Yes.
I'm going to take that out of context later.
Yeah, please don't, because actually when it left
not,
my mouth.
Not right now, but
when
later.
It left, I was like, my mouth, I was like, I should have added another word onto that.
Don't take it out of context.
You gotta boggle before you blow up.
Yes.
I see what you... I'm not even Travis anymore. I'm using my actual words. I see what you guys did with my words and how you twisted them.
Oh, yeah, sure. We
I
did
can't
it.
Stop
yeah.
smiling.
My other favorite thing about D&D is working in my clown joke every time I could.
It's time to stop. No more.
No more clown joke?
I've had it up to here. Barack Obama.
You haven't heard one in a long while.
Had it up to here?
All right, so there's this little boy named Jimmy, and he loves clowns.
I love this one.
I'm not going to do it.
No, please continue.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I don't know that we have enough time for the clown joke.
Well, I guess you'll have to find out next time.
But I will tell you, I do have a quick joke for you.
All right.
One of my classics that I know you both know, that I taught to my son, Oscar.
Yeah.
We haven't done it in a while, but it was his favorite joke for a little while. So there's two clowns sitting in a bathtub.
All right.
Oh, God.
Do you guys remember this at all?
No.
One clown says to the other, "Hey, pass the soap." And the other penguin says, "Did I just say clown?" Yeah, all right. Scratch that. Take two. Two penguins sitting in a bathtub. One penguin says to the other, "Hey, pass the soap." The other penguin says, "What do I look like, a radio?" It's just nonsense. It's just ridiculous. And I've been telling that joke for about, let's see, how old am I now? 30-something years, probably.
Oh, my.
And Oscar loved it for a while. What do I look like, a radio? That's not a good impression of him, but it sounds like
What do I look like, a radio?
He was like, "Dad, what do I look like, a radio?" And I was like, "Son, you're 4 years old. Why is your voice like that?"
"What do I look like to you, old timer? A radio?"
I don't know who that character is, but I love it. So, guys, we're coming to the end of our allotted time. Well, we got to clean up and stuff. So,
yeah.
Such a joy to sit down with you two.
It was absolutely
recording or not. Like,
it was so great sitting down and having this lovely chat.
I really have all week, more than all week. As soon as I got my schedule, and it was like, oh, I've got podcasting with Jordan and Austin. So, not that I wasn't excited about my other classes, but so excited to do this with you guys again.
I was so happy that this was on my schedule.
Great to see you both.
Great to see you,
really,
too,
I really missed doing all this stuff with you guys while I was away.
I always did, too. Yeah. I always missed doing this.
Yeah. You guys are awesome. So good to see you. So good to see you both doing well. And we'll have many more of these.
Yeah.
And maybe next time we'll have headphones.
Yeah.
And hear if we can hear if we're even being recorded. I think we are.
I hope so.
And I think I have a free block kind of dedicated to
editing,
mixing, and uploading. So hopefully I can figure out what's wrong with Spotify.
Yeah.
Because I uploaded my son's podcast yesterday. I don't think you can even listen to it. So I don't know what's going on. And I couldn't get it on Amazon. It was only on, I don't know what's going on. But
I wish you in good luck and the best of luck to.
But wait till you hear
that.
The theme song for that show. If you like my theme songs, you're going to love the theme song to, here's a plug for Oscar's podcast, Cyclopes, Hecatoncheires, and Other Mythical Beasts.
Oh.
And it's good. Do 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 do. That's the bass. Do 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 do. Cyclopes, Hecatoncheires, mythical beasts. Cyclopes, Hecatoncheires, mythical beasts. Do 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 do.
I like that.
Yeah, it's. I don't want to brag, but I'm pretty good with writing a silly, stupid 30-second theme song.
I could fully fledge agree with you.
Thank you. All right. Do we like have a way to sign off our show? What did we say?
Got anything to say? Don't you dare eat the mic.
Yeah, don't stick that mic in your mouth, man. We're going to write Austin on that mic. I wish you'd use that other mic because that one's not as good, but.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
No. Well, no, we don't need two contaminated mics.
Bye.
All right, later. Bye. Thanks for listening. Hopefully this gets posted.
Hopefully.